Anyone who's ever bought or lived in an older home knows there's always something to fix. In an ideal situation, it's a patch here, some paint there, but older homes are sometimes plagued with environmental problems that can threaten the health of their occupants. These issues run the gamut from lead paint chips to mold to leaky stoves and furnaces. Well, a new program in Lansing is now training assessors to not only document those defects, but to help improve residents' health. And Current State's Kevin Lavery joins me with more. Kevin, what's this effort all about?
Mark, it's called the Green and Healthy Homes Initiative. It's a national program that's new in Lansing, but it has been underway for some time in Detroit and Flint. It's based in Baltimore. As you indicated, it combines an energy efficiency audit with a health risk assessment to show people not only what may be on its face a potential danger in their homes, but how it could also affect their health. So to learn more about this, I went on a walkthrough of a foreclosed home in Lansing with a handful of people undergoing this training. One of the directors is Courtney Wyszynski, who is an industrial hygienist with the Michigan Department of Community Health.
The whole idea of Green and Healthy Homes Initiative is that we take all folks that see a house and we can partner to make sure that house is as safe and as healthy as possible for those occupants. We work with the Land Bank, Ingham County Health Department, Michigan Energy Options, the Lead Hazard Control Programs. If we run into mercury, we can work with the health department on that. So we go in to holistically and comprehensively assess the home for any health and safety hazard.
This is a house that is no longer habitable. There's no one here anymore. Wouldn't it be a better training scenario if it was where someone actually is living day to day and you could interact with that homeowner?
Absolutely. And we'll do more training as we go further to make sure our assessors are as well-versed as possible, especially because the family is a part of the system and the house is the system. So we will do that. In this case, having so many folks come through at once, it was kind of nice to have a vacant house so we weren't disrupting that family with snowy feet.
There's a gentleman here from Baltimore. He's a national level trainer. Who is he and what is he doing with your team today?
Sure. So the Green and Healthy Homes Initiative started several years ago with 14 sites across the country. Two were already here in Michigan, in Detroit and Flint. But Baltimore was the national site. That's where they began. So Hector has been with GHHI National in Baltimore since the induction of GHHI. Used to be another childhood-led coalition. So he's here today to help train our staff to make sure GHHI Lansing is the best assessors we have possible to make sure our pilot program runs successfully.
My name is Hector Moreno. I work for the Green and Healthy Homes Initiative. I'm the assessor, environmental assessor, and quality assurance manager in Baltimore, Maryland. So when if I detect gas, then it's going to, depending the magnitude of the gas leak, it's going to accelerate. The clicks are going to go faster. If it's really big gas leak, it's going to go all the way to the top. It's not going to tell you numbers, like what the amount of gas that you're losing. But it's going to tell you, yeah, you have a big or small leak.
So we don't want to hear one single click out of that machine. We're talking with Courtney Wyszynski, who is an industrial hygienist with the Michigan Department of Community Health. What makes this program different?
I would say that, yes, mostly inspectors are looking for building deficiencies. We call our folks assessors because we're associating a risk, a health risk with that deficiency. So that's a little bit different. So we're not just going and looking for deficiencies, we're figuring out how that deficiency is going to affect that family. And we're going to remediate based on how that will affect the family. So if we have somebody that has asthma, or we have elderly folks, or we have lead poisoning, we'll look at each and every house very individually to make sure that we're appropriately assessing for those health hazards.
So this is more than just a checklist and some boxes. Fix this, fix this, fix this. This is out of compliance. This is out of code. It's the link between fix this and let's find avenues to increase or improve your health outlook.
That's correct. And with that, we have a pretty significant social piece to that. So our assessors also have to have the ability to be able to connect with the family, because the family, again, is part of the system. And we treat the whole house as a system. So that's really big part of Healthy Homes, very different than, say, the lead programs or the energy auditors. Not that they don't interact with families, but they don't sit down and educate families based on their home and health.
So I would get closer to the foundation and try to look for penetrations, like to the foundation areas, holes on the concrete that may be used by mice. So if I see penetration, I usually stick something in to see if they, how far would they go, to be sure that it's not, I mean, to be sure if it's just a defect or something that would go, a hole that would go through the foundation.
Courtney, you said this program was already up and running in Detroit and Flint and obviously in Baltimore, the national headquarters. What results have we seen since those programs here in Michigan have been up and running?
Oh, there's significant results. Of course, it's all about the partnerships with your individual regional area, but we generally see about 70% reduction in asthma health outcomes, so emergency room visits as well as hospitalizations. We see lead poisoning prevention as well as reductions in blood levels in children. Other things are safety. A lot of safety remediation happens, so trips and falls, electrical. We replace a lot of HVAC systems. Energy efficiency is a big part of it, so that's not only reducing carbon footprint, but it's also saving families money too.
Is there one environmental health hazard that's the leading problem? In much larger urban areas, it's lead poisoning. Is there a characteristic in Lansing, this area, where we're seeing children and adults coming down with environmentally related illnesses?
Nationally, you're going to see very similar results. It's your age of housing, and your older housing tends to have building materials that can affect people's health. And then also, your older housing generally has lower income populations, and the behavior of populations or people also affects. So how many chemicals do they bring into that house? So yes, I would say lower income neighborhoods as well as older housing generally are worse health outcomes.
My name's Scott Durrett. I work for Michigan Energy Options as the HERS rater and construction manager for the Consumers Energy Program.
So does that mean that you see occupied homes that are in similar condition to this pretty often?
Yes, homes like this and also multifamily buildings, apartment buildings all around the state, so yes.
Is there anything you're learning that you can carry forth once you get a little more into the Green and Healthy Homes Initiative?
Yeah, I'm learning a lot because Hector's done this on a national level in several different municipalities, and the experience and knowledge that he brings to the table, it's very refreshing, and it's a lot of good information that's being transferred here.
What types of problems, Scott, do you most often see in these homes, and what information are you trying to relay to families when you find that?
I think most of the time it's just the ventilation with the furnaces, the forced air furnaces. Most of the time we don't have very much natural air exchanges in the home, as far as we have leaky homes here in Michigan, and that's kind of my job, is to go in and put together packages to tighten up the home. But at the same time, I have to be really careful when I'm taking away that natural air exchange that's within the home that we do it safely.
We're talking with Courtney Wazinski, who is an industrial hygienist with the Michigan Department of Community Health. Standing here in this kitchen, Courtney, of this 1963 ranch house, aside from the fact that there is debris pretty much everywhere, that the roof is just in deplorable condition, is there anything that would strike you immediately, just walking in the door, given your experience, that you would say this is an immediate problem?
Absolutely. Before I got in the door, the first things I noticed was the roof and the gutters and downspouts. In Michigan, we're a wet state, so naturally we have a lot of water intrusion coming into homes that creates a lot of mold. We've got children with asthma. Mold is a very imminent health problem for them. So you can look over in the corner and see that we've got a hole in the roof that has been there for quite some time, and we've got a significant amount of mold growing there. What you see is not what is all up there as well. So we generally see about 10% of what's happening. So that would be one of my first concerns. But we also have some just basic stuff like carpet. Carpet can be a sink for allergens. We have a fireplace that could also be a hazard if not well maintained and used properly. We have a gas stove that can off-gas both carbon monoxide, sulfur dioxide, nitrous oxides. Those can also be asthma triggers. I can see some I mean, general hygiene is a concern as well.
And again, this is a foreclosed home. It's a training, it's training wheels, if that's the word for it. But are we seeing families in this region who are living in similar conditions day to day in homes that are not foreclosed, that are not abandoned?
We do. We do, and that's why we're here to help. In this neighborhood alone, I've been in many houses, and so have our other assessors, and they're in very similar shape. They generally have appliances. Those are the only things that's different, but I've walked in houses that have holes in the roof in the middle of winter just like that. So folks want to do the right thing. They just don't always have the resources to do that, and that's what we want to do. We want to be able to help keep people healthy and make them safe and healthy in their homes. So.
Courtney Wyszynski is an industrial hygienist with the Michigan Department of Community Health, and she is involved in the Green and Healthy Homes Initiative. Thank you for showing me this house and explaining what this program is.
Thank you so much, Kevin. I appreciate it.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.